The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Life is unfair. It doesn't go according to plan.
Life is difficult. It really is. What makes life difficult for a lot of people is they don't think life should be difficult. And so therefore, they're looking for a quick way, a quick answer, an easy way. There are none. It truly is uphill all the way. And to go uphill, you have to be intentional.
All of us in life encounter these the end moments, these hard, stress-filled, anxiety-filled moments that unexpectedly hit us, no different from that ambush I encountered in Iraq. The difference is, these are life ambushes. And you are not being hit by actual bullets or bombs that occur on the battlefield. You are being hit by the bombs and bullets of life. And the thing is, that's common for all of us. When these ambushes occur, we all get stuck on a central point. In special operations lingo, we call it the X. And the X is that central point of attack. It is the point of incident. It's the point of the end moments. And for most of us, we focus on the pain. We focus on the misery. We focus on that stress. We focus on the past and what we've lost instead of focusing on what really needs to happen. When these life ambushes come, we must get off the X as quickly as possible.
All of us have experienced some tragedy, and if we haven't, we will. And you can either let it destroy your life or you can build upon it. You can permit it to let it hold you down, or you can decide, I'm not going to let that happen to me. I'm bigger than this. Make a declaration to yourself. Declare all out war that you're going to get out of this rut. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how talented you are. I don't care how much you work on yourself. There are some times when things aren't going to go right. They just are not going to go right. There are times when anything that can happen will happen. Murphy's Law will be knocking at your door. Why? I don't know why. That's called life, and you have to deal with it.
It is amazing the power of positivity over negativity. It is amazing what, in the face of massive adversity, when we choose to drive forward, what it can do for us. Because most people are unwilling to do this. We're so focused on the pain and the misery and on what we lost, we focus on the end, and we get stuck on the act, failing to realize one of the greatest gifts you have when life ambushes come, that it can become a new beginning. Some of the hardest moments in your life will become some of the greatest opportunities. You will be reborn like a phoenix from the ashes.
Life is very hard, obviously, but we're not doing everything we could to make it better. And we're often doing things to make it worse. So even if it is suffering, which is true, we have no idea how much we could ameliorate that if we all put our efforts into it. If your life isn't everything you think it should be, you have to ask yourself if you're doing everything you can. Because you actually don't get to make a judgment about the structure of being until you do everything you can.
Life ambushes are common for all of us. Life is unfair. It doesn't go according to plan. But if you already have it in your mind that no matter what obstacles or adversity I come up against, I'm going to overcome, you're already well on your way.
When you are making decisions, if you think through what you're doing and you overlay the simple principle of not fucking it up, you'll see that life's filled with all kinds of opportunities and chances, and things are going to get hard, and there's going to be challenges, of course, but there's people out there and there's experiences you can have, and they're all sitting right there in front of you.
Life does not work this way. And I've got to tell you, you will never get off the X until you come to grips with the reality, until you acknowledge and articulate there is a problem. So many of us don't want to do what needs to be done, which is the short-term pain for the long-term gain. The perfect moment will never come. The time to move is now. The time to get off the X is now.
I suggest to you that if you are facing a challenge, don't stop. Stay busy. Work your plan. Continue to do those things that you know that work for you after you have evaluated yourself in the situation. Continue to move. Stay busy, stay busy, stay busy. Sometimes you have to just back up and go within yourself. A bow and arrow, you can't take a bow and just push it out an arrow. You just can't push the arrow out. You have to pull it back and then release it. Sometimes you have to back up and go within and pray and meditate and recharge your batteries. Go away, clear your head, and then come back and look at it from a different vantage point. See, life is cyclic. You're not, whatever experience you're having right now, it has not come to stay. It has come to pass. Not to stay, just to pass. It's just going through. The biggest challenge is to know what's happening. This is a part of this thing we call life. This too shall pass. And maintaining perspective, putting it in perspective.
The longer you sit on the axe, it's like quicksand. It gets harder and harder to get up and move. I chose to overcome. I chose to not be limited by what the doctors said my prognosis would be. I chose to ignore the negativity around me. I chose to figure out not how I would be the past version of who I was, because the reality is that's never going to happen. Instead, you have to figure out how to become the best version of your new you, your new 100%.
Never forget where you're going. Because the daily wars and the battles, the ups and the downs and everything else, you get turned around and dunked underwater, man, and start blowing bubbles to find out what's the ways north. But always keep in sight what you're doing in the long frame, the bigger picture of it all. Because that's what gives it value when everything seems like Murphy's Law is just dumping on you. And you got nothing left, man. Hope is fading. You know, hanging by a thread, man, at the end of the rope. In that situation, just tie a knot that motherfucker and hold on, man. It's been a ride, man. It's been a fucking ride. It's been a gamble.
Start living. Figure out who you want to be, the kind of person you want to be, and then begin that journey. And don't ever quit that journey.
Take ownership. Take extreme ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Don't hide your delicate pride from the truth. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems, and then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved. Take ownership of your mission. Take ownership of your job, of your team, of your future, and take ownership of your life.
When these life ambushes come for you, you have a choice. Choose to be positive. Choose to put your own sign on the door, and choose to get off the X and overcome.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.